All right, Paul, we touched a couple nerves in the opening hour. We really didn't get to Steelers that much. We have some interesting Doug Whaley stuff on Broderick Jones from the morning show. But we'll talk about that. We'll analyze the roster, all of that stuff, and where they might go at receiver if they want to pick another guy up. In the meantime, we have Heather Like maybe going to Northwestern, one of three finalists. We have the Pirates. I mean, but by any fair-minded review, they've become a circus. When you have a crowd, when you're getting blown out by the Cubs again, chanting for your first baseman to come in and pitch, you have become a circus. They're closer to the first pick than they are to a playoff spot, and it's a lottery. So when I say that, they could be in the lottery for the first pick again. In fact, I think they are right now in that lottery. It's just the wheels have fallen off. And we talked about a lot of other things that people want to talk about with us. The Lions.
What's interesting, Joe, is 5 years ago, I was okay with them, you know, getting the first pick.
Yeah.
Now, it's a disaster.
It is. I mean, they just, again, had, I think, three picks in the top 47. The Pirates did. At some point, this has to turn into something other than people chanting for Rowdy Tellez to pitch. It's just, it's ridiculous at this point. So the lines are lighting up like Mulsey in a craft beer house, are they not?
They certainly are.
And it'll be a potpourri. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's do a little old school sports talk radio. Go out to the lines and see where the people take us.
Here's Derek in West Mifflin.
What's up, Derek?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just walking down, about to head into the stadium, thinking about if Alika Williams will go 0 for 4 with 4 Ks or go 0 for 4 with a single that went 65 miles an hour. I just don't understand why Shelton puts out these ridiculous lineups.
Well, hold on. What's he supposed to do at this point? Look at the roster.
He's got to go up and say, can we call a few kids up?
That's not his job. That's Ben Cherington's job, right?
Yeah, true.
Well, but I'm with you, man. I'm with you, and God bless you. You're heading out to the ballpark?
Yeah, I'm actually just about to enter here, so, I mean, I'm probably going to see another loss, but also, Paul Skeens needs to realize that Grandal is not going to be his catcher for the next 15 years, and he's got to learn to catch Jerry Bart if he wants to have a catcher next year.
Paul?
I agree. I mean, my thing with Grandal is he seems to have literally like 7 hits this year. All of them are walk-off home runs or big hits late in games. But other than that, he's been a total disaster. Like the other day he had the walk-off home run. And I was like, the thing that sucks about that is it probably bought him, you know, 30 more days of playing.
It's his defense that, you know, he's a supportive veteran type who handles a staff well. I do believe that. But you saw the other day the limitations in terms of throwing out runners. I mean, that's all measured statistically. He has been hitting, actually, this month. But, man, you talk about too little, too late. He's just not viable for next year. Next.
No, I mean.
Here's Rob in Chicago.
Hello, Rob.
Paul, Joe, good morning. I got two things I want to touch on. One Steelers, one Pirates. I'll make it quick. As far as the Steelers and their not-so-special teams, has anybody ever reflected on the fact that we haven't had a kickoff return for a touchdown since 2017, and we haven't had a punt return for a touchdown since 2019? Now, those are kind of important aspects of the game. And, you know, our punter, you know, which Tomlin kept around too long, he was dreadful. If it wasn't for Boswell, our special teams would be just horrible. And my Pirates comment, this past weekend when Bonds was in town to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, he even called out the Pirates for sloppy play and said that wouldn't have been tolerated with Jim Leland and, you know, our coaching staff. So, I mean, something's got to get done. You can't just continue to get clown punched like this every single game.
Clown punched is a good word.
Clown punched, man.
Wait, what was your first point? I'm still laughing at your second point. Oh, the Steelers special teams.
Point,
yeah. We appreciate the call. Paul, the special teams.
The special teams, I've been saying for I don't know how many years, How is it that all of these other coordinators have been fired and recycled and moved out and, you know, but Bubblegum Man, what's his name? Bubblegum Guy that runs up and down the sidelines with the bubblegum in his mouth.
Danny Smith.
Danny Smith. He seems to be a guy who's like Teflon. He's like Teflon. He's the only coach other than Mike Tomlin over there that's Teflon. Why? The special teams have been bad.
I don't know.
They've been uninspiring. They've been bad. They get penalties all the time.
Can either one of you tell me who returned the most kickoffs for the Steelers last year? Either one of you? Paul? Limitless Wonder?
Oh, I can picture him, but I can't remember right now his name.
I wouldn't have gotten this.
No, who?
Godwin Igwebike.
That's not even who I was thinking.
And Anthony McFarland.
That's who I was thinking.
There have been years where Tomlin doesn't even compete on returns. Remember the year he had Najee Davenport back there? He'd have basically a fullback returning kicks.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Remember Gunner back there?
That's right.
And Gunner.
They had Gunner
right. They had Gunner back there. We have some great Gunner clips. You got to find the Gunner sounders in Folesy's folder. Can you do that?
I will walk.
Limits. I mean, those are special. They really are. Who's the guy who does the special teams ratings every year? Rick? What's his name? Paul?
Rick.
I can't remember.
Here's Olszewski. And Gunner spins for nine.
I like this guy, Olszewski. He doesn't get a whole lot of opportunities, but, you know, he's like the Tasmanian devil when he does.
They're just so mediocre. When you think about it, their special teams personify the franchise as a whole.
Yeah.
Every year I look at this, it's great. Rick Goslin, been covering the NFL forever. And again, the Steelers, he rates special teams based on everything. Kicking, punting, returns, coverage. And where do you think the Steelers are? 17th. Because of course they're 17th, because that's about where they are every year. It's horrifying, really. They don't change many games. They have a couple block kicks that have, you know, helped them win some games. But basically, it's just mediocre. Kind of like everything else with the Steelers over much of the past 7 years. Maybe slightly above. They do, after all, have a 17-year non-losing streak. You can't even say winning streak. It's the cumbersome,
right.
But like when you want to just make a bullet point, it's the cumbersome phrase
non-losing.
Of, yeah, it's a 17-year non-losing streak.
And here's the thing. There are people, again, and this is what baffles me, okay? Baffles me. And I don't understand some of these like super fanboys and people that are, you know, Tomlin apologists and everything else. If I said to you, okay, would you right now take the Steelers' non-losing streak, okay, or the Eagles? Let's just go for the last 2, 4, 6, 7, the last 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Would you rather have the Eagles 7 seasons, even though there was a 4-11 in there, or would you rather have the Steelers 7 seasons?
Not even close. Not even close to what I would rather have.
And the bottom line is, I would take, so when the Steelers were in the Super Bowl, what, 2010?
Yeah.
Okay. I would take from 2011 till now, oh, the Eagles versus what the Steelers have done, even though the Eagles had a couple of losing records. They had a couple 7-9s when the Steelers had 8-8s.
Yeah. You know who else's last 7 years I would take? The Texans, for a number of reasons, and I'll go back 7 years. They finished 4-12, then 11-5, then 10-6. They won a playoff game that year. You remember what that feels like to win a playoff game in 19? Then they went 4-12, 4-13, 3-13-1, and that allowed them to get a star quarterback. So they went 10-7 and won another playoff game. And now look at them.
Right.
They're a team that nobody would be surprised to be in the Super Bowl. You know, we've been through this before so many times.
I mean, it's
how the 70s Steelers were launched, by being horrible. It's how, ironically, it's how the non-losing streak was launched, because the guy who launched it was a guy they had to lose to get, and that was Ben.
Right. I mean, I just laugh.
It really is.
I mean,
incredible.
I remember when do you remember, it was good times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's talk about the Rams the last 7 years.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I'm old enough to remember when there were a bunch of Steeler fans saying, well, they're going all in and they're mortgaging their future and they're making all these trades for all of these guys and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, but they were playing to win the Super Bowl, which they ended up doing. You know, it's funny. And I always say this too about pirate wonks too. The few people that are still just pirate apologists that always, you know, when they tell you basically that, you know, oh, well, spending the most money, that doesn't necessarily, spending money doesn't necessarily guarantee winning. And in the case of, you know, the you know, football, well, going out and getting free agents doesn't necessarily guarantee you winning. But they always point to all the other teams that didn't pull it off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't pull it off. They don't point to teams that actually, you know, like last year, I think three of the final four teams in baseball were in the top seven in payrolls. Probably just a coincidence, right? They don't point to teams like the Rams, who put together a team that was really, really good. And then, of course, they had to break it up because they had a bunch of guys, basically, that were mercenaries.
And yet, they come back this year with Stafford.
Exactly.
With Nacua, with Cooper Kupp. The Rams are a better bet than the Steelers to reach the Super Bowl, any sports book you
and
look at.
And look, they won the Super Bowl. If I told you, okay, you win the Super Bowl, and the next year they were 5-12. Okay. Then the next year they were 10-7 already, which I believe that's what the Steelers were last year.
Yeah, they built statues for that around
here.
They
were basically the same exact team as the Steelers 2 years after winning the Super Bowl and having to blow their team up. So, you know, this thing about, oh, well, the Steelers, you know, the Steelers, if you look at what they've done since 1970, they've been division titles and they've won and they've only had X amount of losing seasons. You know what I say? I don't give a hell. Not even a little bit.
Me neither. It's, you know, people will accuse others of picking random increments of time.
Right.
Let's just go with a normal one. How about a decade? Do you like where the Steelers have been for a decade? I certainly wouldn't if I were a Steeler fan. I certainly would not. The Texans have won more playoff games than the Steelers
right.
over the past decade. And now, where are they now exactly? Well, I'm looking at the BetMGM Super Bowl odds. Right now, I see the Rams, which was a great example. They're 13th at plus 3,000, right in there with the Dolphins and Jets and Cowboys. And the Steelers are way down at 19. Way down with the Seahawks and Bucks and Vikings. And then all of a sudden they're closer to the Saints, Cardinals, Raiders, Commanders, and Giants than they are to teams that people are taking seriously, which are obviously the Chiefs are number one, the Niners, Ravens, Lions, Eagles, Bengals, Bills, Texans. Those are your top 10.
Right.
Add the Packers are in the 10 too. It's just, again, that's go back to their special teams are reflective of where the franchise is as a whole. And the question that nobody asks is, shouldn't be, hey, how do the Steelers exceed their expectations every year? The question that nobody asks is nationally is, why are expectations so low every year for the fabled Pittsburgh Steelers? Every year, nobody expects anything from the Steelers anymore.
No.
And you know what? They get what they expect. Pretty much nothing every year. It's incredible to me. It's one of sports' great phenomenons right now is the Tomlin regime. How it's viewed nationally like they're doing unbelievable things, but nobody ever asks, how come nobody expects the Steelers to really do anything every year anymore? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you want to talk about the Tomlin effect on the Steelers? It's the lowering of expectations.
Yes, that's it.
Somebody, I got into it with somebody the other day. We were talking about, I told you this, we were talking about Stefanski versus Tomlin. And I said, well, in the last 4 years, Stefanski has at least won a playoff game, oh, by the way, over Tomlin.
Yeah.
And he's only been a coach for 4 years, so we can't judge with anything else. Then people want to bring up, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Okay, that's not the discussion we're having. But that's the mentality. Well, you know, say whatever you want to say, but Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. Yeah, but back then, guess what? I was young and healthy.
Right, that was a long time ago,
That was a long time ago. Back then, I could still dunk a basketball.
We could be going on 8 years without a playoff win. When was your first memory, Limits?
I'd say probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, let's say six.
Yeah.
So they go 8 without a playoff win, and then you take somebody who's a normal person, 6 years old are their first memories. Now we're getting to 14 years old. So people heading into the latter stages of high school would have no conscious memory of watching the Steelers win a playoff game. That is amazing. And yet people say, well, you know, it hasn't been that long and they're still competitive. 7 years in the NFL is a lifetime. People have forged Hall of Fame careers in 7 years. Guys like Terrell Davis and Gale Sayers and Tony Boselli and Patrick Willis made the Hall of Fame based on about like 4 years of prime football. Jimmy Johnson coached 9. It's forever. And yet it still seems, although this started to erode, I think, late last season, there still seems to be this idea that Mike Tomlin is doing some sort of amazing, not just good, amazing job with the Steelers. Just incredible.
I was a sophomore in high school the last time they won a playoff game, if you want some context there.
Well, again, I mean, the last time they won a playoff game was it when they beat Alex Smith?
Yes. No. Yes. Yeah,
they beat Alex Smith in Kansas City.
Yeah, and then they lost to the Patriots in the champion. You're right.
Because the year before that, they beat
A.J. McCarron, maybe?
They beat the Bengals when Pac-Man Jones and Perfect lost blew a gasket at the end of the game.
Handed them a game.
They won that game. And then the next year, if you remember, they beat Matt Moore and the Dolphins.
Right.
Think about it. That's your last three playoff wins.
Right.
Matt Moore and you have you count on your ledger losses to people like Blake Bortles and Tebow.
I was just going to say Tebow.